is laying down my life, is dying to myself. We die daily. It's very important that we do this. We can't overcome the enemy unless we, by the word of our testimony, by the blood of our Lamb, and that we love not our own life unto death. It's not about me, it's about Him. God, I'm asking you right now to shake what needs shaken and break what needs broken. But my God, have your way in and through me today. Let the world see Christ in me everywhere I go. Let me have your compassion for the lost. Let me have your compassion for the angry. Let me have your compassion for the religious. And let me touch the world around me because you live in me and you want to flow through me. That's my prayer. Take it and pray it. But understand what you're asking for. Break what needs broken. If God sees something isn't right, He's the vine dresser. But when He clips it, it doesn't feel good. But when He clips it, good news. If you ever top a plant, like a vegetable or whatever, whenever you top it, something wonderful happens. It's like prophetic. When you top a single branch, two grow out. So clip away, God. Every time He clips something, it bears twice as much fruit. Watch. Natural principle. Clip a plant once, two grow out. Clip the plant twice, four are out. Clip the plant again, eight are out. Clip the plant again, 16, 32, 64. So break what needs broken and shake what needs shaken. But my God, have your way. It's a dangerous prayer because be prepared to be clipped. But listen, because when He's doing it, look, He doesn't, he corrects His children. If He doesn't correct you, you're not His child, but you are His child. So if you ask for it, it's going to happen. But when it happens, you've got to obey. Be obedient.